Alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. We got a few exciting things going on today in the scriptures. The activity going on in the early church with the apostles. They're trying to teach authenticity and they're trying to teach Christ to the newly converted Gentiles. So the Gentiles obviously weren't Jews, they were outside the Jewish family, and they're being converted by the apostles. And some of the apostles are trying to impose on them the Jewish regulations, and one of them today being especially circumcision and the dietary laws. So in a logical way, the Holy Spirit fills Simeon up with the message that we're not going to lay any more burdens that we couldn't keep as Jews on the new baptized, the new followers of Christ. But all of us should do certain things, keep a certain level of morality that has nothing to do with necessarily Jewish precepts. And he mentions that, you know, stay away from garbage, stay away from sinful things, stay away from food of animals strangled. It's a whole, you know, it's not technical, but it's all religiously oriented. Stay away from that stuff. And they go in the marketplace, they can shop and you can buy your meat, your poultry and so on. But stay away from the stuff that is offered to the gods, because it's not yours. It's not for you to take. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-religious for us. But we do follow God's word, because in the Old Testament, we hear the word of God, Moses, rebuilding the house of David, rebuilding the people of Judaism. Okay, so that's what's going on. And Simeon says that we have to keep holy the Sabbath. For generations now, the message has been proclaimed, and we want to keep that going, keep the goodness of what we have as our heritage, Jewish heritage, and couple it with now Christian faith. That's one thing. The other thing is Jesus talking at the Last Supper, giving us that wonderful mandate, as the Father loves me, so I love you, and you want to live in me, you got to love one another and love me. That's another one. Then we look at today, this feast of St. Athanasius. Now, this stuff in the gospel happened first century. Athanasius is 370. He's the father of the church. And as the church grew, different elements in the church grew, and some of them grew apart. And by the fourth century, there was a misunderstanding as to whether Jesus was the man, the good man, Jesus Christ, or God, or both. So by examining the scriptures, John's especially, the fathers of the church, and led by Athanasius, decided true God and true man. We say that in the creed every Sunday. Okay, so that comes from not the scriptures directly, it's inadvertently based on the scriptures, and it's the early fathers of the church that come up with this designation. Okay, we say the word made flesh, Jesus became human. God entered the world as a human being. This is what the early fathers had to debate about. Again, in the religious context, that was very important. It still is important for us, because when we pray, we know who we're praying to. But these are the early seeds of the church, and you see all that squabbling going on. Now, there's a lot of arguing with Athanasius, and there was a group called Arians that he fought directly. He was exiled for a while, so there's a lot of squabbling going on in the early church, as well as with the apostles. Let's get it settled. Who do we adore? Do we adore Jesus? Do we adore Jesus as God and man, or Jesus as God and man? It goes on and on and on. Well, we have the fruits of that in the scriptures. Then we put all that in context of us Christians living today, 2024. It ain't happening. All that fighting for us understanding Jesus and the idea that Jesus came to give his love to the world, and if we want to follow him, we have to love one another, and when we love one another, he'll love us, and then the Father will love me and you. Okay, that's the message. Put on TV, open the Facebook, that ain't happening. Especially now, this May 2024, and there's so much squabbling, not about religious subjects in the scriptures, but about politically religious subjects. The Jews, our ancestors in the faith, very, very important for us that we respect the Jews and that we knock out anti-Semitism from our culture, because the Jews are now being targeted, they're being manipulated, you know, by public figures and public movements and political movements. And some of these agitators of this way of thinking, just like the early church, the agitators, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, the agitators are heard today. And the biggest cry is to destroy Israel. That's our ancestry. So what they're saying about the Jews and the ancestry of the Holy Land is about us. There should be no Christian involved in these protests across the country, because that would reveal ignorance, that they're trying to annihilate a culture that was brought to the world through the intervention of no less than God under the authority of Moses. And that culture, the phrase is from the river to the sea, the Jordan River, to the Sea of Galilee, which is now Israel. They want them destroyed. They want them gone. They want the area cleansed from the Jordan to the sea. The protesters are arguing on behalf of what they say are the people of Palestine. And I know the people of Palestine are not profiting from this chaos. Those who are manipulating through politics the people of Palestine, the group called Hamas, who is manipulated by a larger group from Iran, they've been being manipulated because they are anti-Semite, because they're against the Jews. So if we get rid of the Jews, then we can control all of Palestine and the people of Palestine. And I've been there. Not all Palestinians are Arabs. Many Palestinians, following the tradition of the apostles and Jesus, they're Christian. And again, politics divided them, gave them Gaza, separated them from Israel. And through the years, the arguments, the bombings, the attacks have further emotionally separated Palestinians from the Jews. And now we have, I have to say, ignorant protesters. I'd like to get into the head of at least one of them who got out there, wherever it was, here in our country, our city, or another country, protesting anti-Semitic rhetoric and proposing to get rid of Israel on behalf of the Palestinians. They don't know what's going on. They are being controlled by outside forces, and the devil has always been in the world. The early church had to fight the power of the devil. And when you argue in faith and respect, the truth rises to the top. But if you argue and protest and destroy in the name of, I'll say, Satan, it falls. So I can't predict what's going on. what direction it will go, what's going on our campuses. And I worked on campus many years in New Jersey. Kids aren't as stupid as the media is making them to be, but they are gullible. And the noisy wheel gets the oil. So some of the key leaders have been met with the leaders of the anti-Jewish movement. Some of them themselves were terrorists, are terrorists, have nothing to do with the college campuses that they're on. But typical heartfelt, uninformed kids fall into the trap of being led and manipulated by these political forces in the name of religion. Ultimately, that's what it is. Those who follow Islam versus those who follow Yahweh. And you know what? And we're right in the middle, the Christians. Because many, many, many Palestinians are Christians. And all of the shrines, the homes of the early Christians are right there. And they're being destroyed. Then, of course, you got the United States involved. So I'm not going to go there because that's too much of a political issue. I want to make this spiritual. The power of Satan influencing people to destroy, ridicule, and mock people of God is strong. It happened in the first century. It's happening now. God will survive, and the good will rise to the top. I don't know how long it will take. But if we follow the mandate of Jesus, all of us, all those protesters, all those people who are attacking buildings and causing chaos, if they follow this rule, love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I love my Father and my Father loves me. Wow, what a difference the world would make. What a difference education would be. So we have our job to do. Our job as Christians is to preach the word and live the word and share the word, Jesus Christ, in peace.